above all names. Blessing and honor. Name above all names. Dominion and power. Name above all names. Righteous and holy. Name above all names. Glorious and worthy. He who was dead.
Lifted high, exalted. the Lord, everybody. I'm like the songwriter. Somebody give him a praise in their house today. No matter where you're at in this world right now, let's give God the praise. There is no other name than the name of Jesus. And this is why we exalt him with the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On this beautiful Tuesday morning, we have so much to give God the praise. We have so much to lift him up for, because this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We say good morning to our international partners. Good morning to our partners in the United States of America. With love, we say good morning to our ABM members. We just thankful. I know that I am. I'm just thankful that today is the day that God made, and we are here today to meet in our executive meeting. We are here to break bread. We are here to drink the living water, to just be in the presence of the Lord. And that is enough. That is enough in itself to be just so grateful, to be so elated, to just have a sense of urgency to run, to shout, to jump, to do whatever it is, because he is so worthy. He is so magnificent. He is so wonderful. He is so majestic. He is our everything. And we just want to thank him wherever you're at. Take a second to just say, Father, I thank you. I thank you, and I know there are so many things that we can be thankful for on today, but the greatest thing is that we have life. We have life to be thankful on today, because there are so many that did not make it. So all over this world, give God a praise, a shout of hallelujah wherever you're at. Just say hallelujah. Let him know that you are grateful, that you are thankful, and he is worthy of all the exaltation that we have for him. Again, we just thank you for coming, breaking the bread with us as we go on today. And I don't know about everybody else, but I did not sleep last night because I had a word. You ever been in a place where a word comes to you and you know that what was stated is going to take place? Because you know that you might have been on that path, and God is getting ready to do something so wonderful for you that you cannot sleep, that you just up, you dancing, you're searching the scriptures, just praising God. Well, that's where I was last night, and I'm not tired. I got so much energy, so much joy, just so much everything, because it is nothing better from hearing from God and knowing that you are in that position that he is speaking about. Not what the man is saying, but what God is saying to you. And that is just a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. But before we go on any further, Minister Chiquita, would you bring us into prayer, please, ma'am?
Good morning, Minister Anita. Good morning, all. And I thank you once again. Heavenly Father, we thank you for gracing us with your presence this morning, Lord. Lord, may nothing separate me from you today, O God. Teach me how to choose only your way today, O God, to step your steps, O God. Lead me closer to you, O God. Help me to walk by your word, not by my feelings, O God. Help me to keep my heart pure and undivided, O God. Protect me from my own careless thoughts, words, and actions, O God. Keep me from being distracted by my wants, my desires, my thoughts, and how things should be, God. Help me to embrace what comes my way as an opportunity, O God, rather than a personal inconvenience, O God, unto you, O God. And I thank you, O God. Help me finally, God, to help me to know, to rest in the truth of God, your great, how great your love is for me, O God. You already see the ways that I will fall short, God, and how I will mess up. But right now, I consciously took your whispers of absolute love into the bottoms of my heart, oh God. I recognize your love for me is not based on my performance, oh God. Your love wants me. Your love loves me, all flaws and all, oh God. That's amazing, oh God. That's amazing, oh God. What's more amazing, oh God, that that the Savior of the world would take this time this morning, God, to spend just a little bit of time with us this morning, oh God, to grace us with his presence. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Jesus Christ. We love you in your name, Jesus Christ. We pray. We love you. Amen.
Amen. We do love you, Father. We love you so much, and we just thank you for all things. We thank you for everything. We just thank you, Lord. But I'm going to tell you what I'm thankful on this morning. I'm thankful that I am part of a vine that just keeps growing and growing and growing and just keeps being nurtured by God. And know what that takes me into? It allows me to know that the strength of the Lord is my joy, because I am connected. I am connected to that vine. I am connected because of my personal relationship. It is a foundation. It's structured. My relationship is coming together, and it is structured. It's built on a solid foundation, and every day I'm adding more to it and not taking away. Every day, an awareness of what needs to be put in place is being put in place. And that's the beauty. That's just how much God loves us when we get those revelations. And when I sit and tell you, I'm praying Apostle Simple is on the line today, because sometimes he may be and sometimes he don't. But when I sit and tell you, when last night in our Bible study or our empowerment, when the Holy Spirit just went to talking about how we are attached to that, he is divine and we are attached to him, a light bulb. You can hear that scripture. A lot of pastors over my years use that scripture. And sometimes you hear stuff, but it never clicks in. It never, just the light bulb never come on. And last night the light bulb came on. And one reason I know the light bulb came on, because when the interaction, when the lines were open, everybody in unison, hallelujah. Did y'all hear me? In unison, that means in one accord, was giving God hallelujah, says amen. I receive it. I believe it. I mean, I felt like I wasn't there in Acts for a day of Pentecost, but I was sitting, tell you, I was in Florida for my day of Pentecost, because it was so beautiful to me that everybody on the same, the people that God needed to hear what he had to say was in unison, on one accord, based off of what God had given the apostle to say. And that he was talking about that vine and how we are connected. And when you really sit and you think about a vine and how it grows and how long it goes, it just stretches, it keeps growing, and just so because you are connected to that vine, you reap benefits. It was just a glorious moment for me. It was just glorious to know that you're not on the island. You're not by yourself. You are connected. You are connected to God. You are connected to Jesus. You are connected to the Holy Spirit. You are somebody. And that connection, when you start talking about connection, it could be on different levels. You could just have your hand on something, or you could be so rooted down in it that you intertwined with that, just so deep all in it, woven all into it. And it's a beautiful thing, because when that vine is born because of the connection, You're growing too. You are growing too. That bind to me is the love of God. That bind to me is letting me know God loves you so much that he's going to keep you with him at all times. And when he sees that you may have a growth spurt, that he's going to go in there and fix whatever needs to be fixed. So you can continue to grow, so you can continue to manifest, so you can continue to prosper in life and not worry about the different things, because he is the gardener. He is the one that's constantly nurturing us. He's the one that's providing us with our provisions. He is the one that's keeping us going, keeping us in a place where we are going to continue to grow forward. We may go out just a little bit. That vine may just go so far that it go crooked and do whatever, but that crookedness is the right crookedness because you are connected with our Father who are in heaven, who fulfills all your needs, that gives you all the provisions that you need, that helps you in a time of trouble. When you are in a place where you feel like you're drowning, he's giving you that lifeline just because you are connected. And that connection, the fruit that's connected to God, just pay attention to it. I wish everybody could see what I can see, but Apostle, if you on the line, can you help me out a little bit? Because I want people to get what I got out of. I want people to get the revelation I got. I want people to get the revelation Mother Helen got. I just want people to understand what God is saying in this day and time and the benefits that we have based off of that vine.
Amen. You know, Evangelist, it's really deeper than we even explaining, and really just scratching the surface of what God especially is doing, and that prophetic word that God gave us as a body on yesterday. One of the things that we have to understand that always in the government, you know, always the world system, I'm talking about the world system. When a shift take place, God has a prophetic release that take place as well. It happened everywhere in the Bible. When a global shift, it's always a prophetic prophet or a prophetic season that God released. Now, this is, and just like in the scripture, the Bible declares, choose this day whom you're going to serve. So you have a choice. One of the choice, each one of the choice has a global shift. You know, which direction you're going to choose, which direction you're going to go. So it has a shift that is shifting your life. We have to understand, and a lot of people have to understand, a lot of times the shift does with your decision. Certain shifts that take place in your life, it does with your decision. And when God declares, and when he was sharing with us that he is the true living vine, regardless of what take place, he wants you to always stay connected. And we stay connected through the vine. They use it as a metaphor, and he uses it as a metaphor as the vine. And we got to understand one thing that the vine does, the vine supplies. That is a supply line. When you see a vine, it's supplying to where? To the branches. And it's supplying nutrients and everything to the grapes. And that's the supply line. Now, watch this now. This is something that we all have to understand. The vine is already created to produce. It's already created to produce. But the vine need the elements of the earth, need the elements here that is on earth to release the moisture or nutrients that what's already created to produce, that it keep producing properly, healthy, and matureness. Now, you can look at a grapevine even today. If the grapevine don't have the proper nutrients, don't have the proper water, don't have the proper sunlight, don't have the proper things, it will not be able to produce healthy grapes, even though it's designed to produce. So God says, this is what God says. This is what placed us in a winner-winner situation. God says, I am the true living vine. You abide in me, I abide in you. So what God says, it's no reason why you finna come into a season you are not able to produce. I am the vine that is able, or what you have a producing flow. So God said, I'm the vine. I created you to produce. Produce whatever your grapes may be this morning, whatever the blessing that is in your life to be this morning. Other words, it's no devil in hell could take away from it. It's no haters could take away from it. It's nothing that you could do unless, watch this, it's nothing that people or the outsiders could do what God has for your life or what's coming to your life. Unless, now scripture declares, watch this, unless you begin to disconnect from the living vine. And when you disconnect from the vine, what happens is you are not able to produce. Why? Because the elements that you need from the vine is not going to you or going to the part that is able to produce, even though you are designed to produce. I hope I'm not giving no tongue twisters. Amen. And this is what we have to understand. Now, it's a global shift that took place in the world. Now, the global shift, God will use things in the world, use government, use whatever, to bring a release, my God, through the vine, my God, so you can produce whatever blessing that he called on you at. Now, the Bible declares in that same scripture, in that same chapter, that he said, when you ask from the Father, you shall receive. Now, it didn't say your prayer partner asked for you. It didn't say somebody else asked for you. See, sometimes we get so crippled of we want our prayer team members. Oh, yeah, I don't have everybody touch and agree with me on everything. I don't have everybody to come in agreements with me on everything. Because at the end of the day, you got to understand, when we touch and agree, a lot of people use this, and this is one example, but it's not the example that in different parts biblical is talking about. When it talks about touching and agree, we talking about we touching and agreeing with the Father. We touching and agree what the Father approved of our life. Now, it says ask. Now, when you go back into that scripture and you look at that scripture, and that's John, the 15th chapter, my God, and you begin to look at it, it says, it tells you that when you ask from the Father. Now, it's talking to everyone that is connected to the Father. Now, it's talking to everyone that is in him, and he is in them. It's not talking to disconnection or people that are disconnected, ain't just on the wayside. See, this is why you got to be careful who you going as to touch and agree from it, go touch and agree with you, because the scripture is declaring it is talking about who you. It is talking about your relationship. It's talking about your connection. And this is where people have to understand, my God Almighty, my $200, whatever I gave, it have not made me blessed. Amen. What made me blessed is being connected to the vine and being obedient to the vine. You got to understand that. It's a covenant blessing between the God and the people. It's a covenant blessing. This is what God said I designed for. This is what God said I bless you for. This is what God said I created you for. Amen. I declare and decree this morning that many of you that got disconnected from the vine of the Lord, you will reconnect your life back to the vine of the Lord. Don't you get caught up in hype. Don't you get caught up in scandals. Don't you get caught up in fly-by-night individuals that call themselves leaders. You get connected in the vine of the Lord, for God could continue to release the blessings. You got to understand, God said he is the vine. So, in other words, you will never run out of nutrients. You will never run out of sources that you need for your life to flourish in the name of Jesus. But you have to be connected. It's no other way, amen. It's only one way, and it's through the living God. And God giving you an invitation. He's not saying you got to do all this stuff and do all that. He's giving an invitation. Let the life that you live speak for itself. And has anybody this morning say, Pastor, I could have been disconnected, but I chose not to throw in the towel. I was ready to give up, but I chose not to get it throw in the towel. Because the enemy knows once you connected to the vine, it's nothing he could say, it's nothing he could do other than try to disconnect you. Because scripture declares, whom I bless, no man. Back to you, evangelist. I'm out.
He said, who I bless, no man. And I'm just grateful that again, I can't say I have an attitude of gratitude that God is pouring this type of information into our systems now, into our minds, into our hearts. The prayer is, not the prayer, I'm going to decree and declare that each and every person take the word that God is sharing with you now. He is equipping us. He's letting us know where you need to be in a time, in a place right now. He's letting you know that I need you to be connected to me. And when you're connected to me, the different things that go on, yes, you're going to go through them, but they're not your problem. They are my problem because all battles are mine. I am your father. I am the person that makes all the provisions for you. That's what my word says. This is what I let the disciples, this is what Jesus instructed to the disciples. And one thing we know about it, God's word does not come back voided. Everything, like apostles say, a shifting, new things are coming into place now. And God does not want us to be in a place where we're not prepared. He wants us to be in our rightful positions, and that's connected to the vine. It's no mistake that a prophetic word came out. Every prophetic word that has came out from the beginning of this year up until now, it has been three. Each one of them have came forth. Each one of them has manifested themselves. And see, you got a lot of people that tell you things and they don't come true. You still getting up every morning looking for, because you sent that $35, you looking for that handkerchief or you looking for whatever. But see, when thus says the Lord tells you something, that's how it needs to be. We're no different from the Israelites. We are no different how God sent messages to them for them to follow. They chose to disobey. Well, we right back in that same cycle. What happened before will happen again. We back in that same cycle where God is pouring back into us because he does not want us to be left behind. He does not want us to sink. He does not want us to drown. He does not want us to be in a burning fire and you cannot get out. So I urge you, I urge each and every person to be in a place now. Clear everything off of your table. Not because I'm on the line, not because Apostle on the line, not because God is on the line. God is on the line giving instructions. And those instructions need to be followed to the T. And right now he said, connect to me. Connect so you can get to your next phase. Connect so you won't have to stay where you've been for God knows how long, because only he knows. You know and he knows. Connect, because I'm trying to clear some things out of your way. I'm pruning, I'm cutting some things off out of your way so you can continue to be nurtured and you can grow. You can grow into a healthy state. You can grow. You don't have to sit and be discombobulated and be in a place of confusion all the time. I'm giving you a place where I am the gardener. I'm watering you. I'm giving you the proper nutrients so you can continue to move on. And it's really not too much to say about it. What to say and what to hear, the urgency that God is speaking to us. God is speaking to us. He's again, why? Because he loves us unconditionally. Because he's not a God of failure. Because love, his love just goes bigger than any ocean. Just continuous, no matter even if we're disobedient. He still loves us. He's still saying right now, in your time of disobedience, get connected with me. We will fix that. We will fix whatever's going on because I will prune it off of you. I will scale different things off of you. I'm trying to put you in a place right now where I can help you. Do not scoff the Holy Spirit. Do not sit and say, oh, well, I got time, because I'm going to tell you this. Nobody knows the time nor the hour. Nobody knows what tomorrow holds. We don't know what's going on. We don't know. All you can do is speculate unless God comes to you and show you differently. But what I sit and say is get excited for what God has for you. Have an expectation that, Lord, I'm not going to be the same. That you finna clean me up. You getting ready to take me somewhere. Let me put my shoes on. Let me be prepared. So for whatever you say, get up, let's go. I'm not talking about you got to physically get up. I'm just sitting and saying you got to have an attitude that you ready to move. You ready to do something different. You ready for a change. And that change is reaching out and being connected to God. When I say reaching out, I'm not just talking about your hand. I'm talking about your heart. I'm talking about your mind. I'm talking about your soul. I'm telling you to get connected with God because he is giving true, unadulterated instruction. Don't be left behind. Don't be that person where you sitting and you watching everybody else that decided that they was going to get connected and sit and said, I wish I would have, could have, should have. Because, see, that wish you could have, should have, would have mean that you got to go back around that mountain all over again, not knowing how many years it's going to take you this time. Not when God has opened up a door. He's opened up a door, and understand this, when God opened the door, nobody can close it. And he's opening up a door where he's pouring into the man of God, and he's being obedient, and he's sharing what God has told him. Now, you have to be the person to sit and say, what is this for me? But I'm going to sit and tell you, what God has for me, it is for me. That's why I'm so excited about the word. That's why I'm so excited about the prophecies that came through. That's why I'm to a point where I'm ready to run. I'm ready to be in a place of healing. I'm ready mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm ready to reap the grounds that I sowed in, whatever it is that God has for me. I'm ready to reap it. So no matter what, I'm going to stay connected. That's what my mindset is at. My mindset is I'm connected. I am connected. I shall not, in the name of Jesus, be disconnected ever again in my life. I shall not go through the same process over and over and over again because God has given me the answer to take me to another level, to newer heights, to see different things, different perspectives about different. So I can urge you on today, get excited. Get excited when God gives you a word of newness. Get excited that God sitting and saying, you know what? I've seen this bunch of people, and now they've been obedient. They're coming on. They may not know me how I want to know them, but they're taking actions to try to to know me better. They're doing things a little bit different. They're changing the things that they were doing before. They're taking constructive criticism. They're taking that constructive criticism and they're applying it to their life. So you know what? Let me give them some instruction. Let me see if they're going to be obedient. Let me see if they're even going to strive to make a difference in their life. I'm telling you, saints, all over the world, South Africa, Jamaica, France, Fiji, wherever you're at, New York, North Carolina, Miami, wherever you're at, God is giving a message. And if you are like me, you sit, you attempt to take notes when the word is coming through so you can go back over it, and the things that you don't understand, ask the Holy Spirit to bring it back to you. Pray about it. I need some clarity. I need whatever it is because I don't want to get this wrong. I want to get it right, Father, because I'm paying attention to the times that are around me. And I know, Lord, that this word is coming for you, from you. I know, Father God, that it was just for me, Father, because you and I know my prayers, Father. You know what I've been coming to you. You know what I've been asking you for. You know what I need, Father. So please, with a sense of urgency, do not let this pass you by during this point in time. Do not. Please pay attention to what thus said the Lord. Pay attention to what God is saying to you right now. Don't let people get in your ear and have you disconnect from God if you are connected. Don't let people get in your ear and you are about to surrender your heart to him or put your hand on that vine or put your all on that vine and you let somebody come in and take your focus away. I urge you. I decree and declare on this morning that everybody under the sound of my voice and the Apostle Temple voice will go to God with a clear mind, a renewed conscience, a renewed mind, a clean heart, and make a conscious decision on this day that they will become connected to the vine, so they will have eternal life, that they will have a prosperous life, that they will live on earth as it is in heaven, that they will put their running shoes on, get up out of the bed, and show God that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, so you can let Satan and his diabolical imps know you may have had me on yesterday, but on today I made a conscious decision. I evicted you out of my life. I am going to prepare. I am preparing to stay on solid ground to continuously build my relationship with God because you no longer exist in my life. And when you do come, you will flee because the words that come out of my mouth are the words that the Holy Spirit is giving me to let you know to get out of my way, that nothing that you do, that you say, the people that you bring up against me will sever my relationship that I have with God. In the name of Jesus, start decreeing and declaring whatever comes to your mind. Don't sit and think that it's stupid. Don't sit and think that whatever, because whatever relationship that you and God have, however he's accepting you, just know he is accepting you. If you stutter, he's accepting you. If you got the sign language, he's accepting you. If you got the moan and groan, he is accepting you. God is an eternal God, and he examines our heart. Do not, in the name of Jesus, let this day go by without you clearing everything out of the way and being connected with the vine so you can be fruitful and multiply, so you know where you're at in God's kingdom. Do not, in the name of Jesus, do anything differently. We are getting ready to close today, but one thing we're not going to do, we never close our hearts. We never close our mindset, but we're not praying and asking God to send the people that need to be sent to
Amen. God bless you all. I think Evangelist Anita signal is going out on her device. Evangelist, are you there? Amen. Yes, I think her signal is going out on her device. Saints of God, you know, peoples of God, I think Evangelist, God bless you, Evangelist. I think your signal is going out on your phone. Yeah, yeah. God bless you all, saints of God, friends and family. Amen. We just got to understand that we have to make a decision. And you have to make a decision on the direction that you want to go. And what I mean by direction is what you want to stay connected with. So many people in the time of trial, you know, we don't have the patience to endure. We want to endure, but we don't have the patience to endure. And that's two different things, amen? A lot of people want to endure quickly, and a lot of people want to endure when they feel as though it is over. But do you have the patience to endure when God says that's enough? Amen? And that's what we have to understand, that being connected to the true living vine, it is a choice. It's a choice that you have to make. It's a choice that everyone has to make. If you want to stay connected, God said, I have all the resources for you. You got to understand that when a global shift that takes place in the world, a global shift always brings forth a prophetic release. It always brings forth a prophetic release. But the question is, are you positioned to whatever prophetic release that God releases, are you positioned to receive it? One thing that I love about God, and I love about when God releases true blessings, there's nothing that you have to do other than be in position, be connected. That's all you have to do. So the question is, are you in position? Are you connected? Things that will get you disconnected is doubt. Things that get you disconnected is one these unbeliefs. Things that will get you connected to where your patience run out, to where you don't have the grip no more to hold on. Things that get you disconnected, gossip. Things that will get you disconnected, amen. It's you just walking away, giving up. You are entertaining rejections. You are entertaining different things that is in your life that the Bible tells us do not to. That will get you disconnected. These are the things that the enemy will try to bring to your life. Not to bring to your life because, oh, you just such an anointed vessel. The devil don't care about none of that. Because there's so many people that are anointed, but they are unproductive in your life. I'm going to say that again. They are anointed, but they are very unproductive in their life. So, you know, let's not be so anointed or so much of a blessing or whatever, to where we are very unproductive in our lives. Let's not do that. Let's stay connected to the true living vine. People that gave up, you walked away from good ministries, good pastors. So all this nonsense that people love the world, and people, they love to illuminate the negative in the ministry, but they don't want to illuminate the positive of ministry. They don't want to illuminate the different things that has been a blessing to them in the ministry of God. Not everybody. You need to get connected, back connected to the true living vine. Get connected back. Shake that whatever was off so you could be in the lineup for your prophetic release. You don't went through all this stuff in your life. All this stuff this season. Let's talk about this season alone. Just to miss what God has for you. And it's not because of the devil. It's because you made the choice to listen and to go along with that foolishness with the enemy. That was your decision. So you got to understand that now you are the one that caused your life to be disconnected. Don't allow hurt of people or things that people have done to cause you to be disconnected. Don't allow it. Be connected to the true living vine. Make your decision today. Shake off all that negativity. Shake off all these other issues that, you know, these fear, and a lot of people have fear of different things going on with them and stuff. Shake off all that stuff and listen to the true living vine. Amen. 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 We just thank you, and I thank you on behalf of ABM family. Amen. I know our evangelist phone went out. Amen. And we just thank God for her, and we just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Join back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time all over the world. We give God the praise and the glory. God bless all of you.